Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Let's go before Him in prayer. Lord, it's such a privilege and honor, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, we just feel like we're such a blessed people this morning, Lord, for what You've done for us. Lord, we're just so thankful. Lord, You've seen us in Your great mind before there was ever a moon and star, Lord, sitting and standing right here this day, Lord. Lord, singing praises back to You for what You've done for us, Lord, and meaning it from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. Lord, just have Your way this service, Lord. Bless us. Bless the song service, Lord. Bless the pastors He brings forth Thy word. Lord, let it just go deep into our hearts, Lord. Let us soak it up, Lord. Lord Jesus, just show us what we have need of this day. We ask and pray. You'll have Your glory and honor in the remainder of this service. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. Page 354 in Your Only Believe. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a soul. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your wonderful name. Amen. Page 277. I only believe. Amen. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, filling us with your love, and for these blessings we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave. Till you know Him in His fullness and believe, yes, you're the one to profit when you say, amen, yes. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, lead heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. If you say He saved you from your sin, now you're weak, you're bad, and cannot enter in. Lord, what would we do without you, Lord? Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, this day, Lord, to stay with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, lead us in all paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Sing it again. Praise the Lord. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit. If you like. Amen. Over to 670 and I only believe. Amen. I've had me tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. Let my trials come to only make me strong. Amen. Yes. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Hallelujah. Oh, through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. I've been to lots of places and I've seen lots of faces. There've been times when I felt so all alone. For in my lonely hour, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus led me know I was His own. Amen. Yes. Oh, through it all, yes, God, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Brother Paul, would you like to come up and take up the offering? Amen. Say a blessing, brother. We are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Praise his name. Anybody got a need on their heart by lifting their hand this morning? Amen. He's there to meet the need in any possible way we need, according to his will. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're just grateful and thankful for your love and mercy and grace of this, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how that you've kept us, Lord, to this spare time to be here again today, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth, dear God. And that as we come before your presence today, Lord, that you might speak to our hearts today, Lord. And by God, that you might meet our needs today, whether they might be. Every hand was raised, you know the need. And we pray, Father, that you'd meet that need, that it might bring glory and honor unto thy name.
Amen.
We ask thy blessing upon the word today and upon the speaker as he brings forth your word, Lord. And by God, we ask thy blessing, Lord, upon us, Lord, as we receive your word, Lord, that we might profit thereby, Lord, and surrender our lives more fully and completely unto you, Lord, in this hour that we're living in. May we be, Lord, ever conscious, Lord, of your presence, Lord, as we walk through this life, Lord.
Amen.
And like our desire and our heart would be to serve you, Lord, and to walk pleasing in your sight. And we ask these things all now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Does anybody have a song on their heart this morning they'd like to sing? At all? Tim?
I had lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I had done forbidden things I should not do. But I met a man one day who said he'd show me the way where I could find true happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine beyond the ridge. Follow the footsteps of the King, and you'll hear those joy bells ring. They'll be ringing out the glory of the land. River of Jordan will be near, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine beyond the river, and we'll never be unhappy again.
Let's all stand, if you will. Hallelujah. Amen. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, as our pastor comes. Hallelujah. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace, O God. How we love you this morning and appreciate you again for all that you've done. That which you're doing in our hearts and our lives. Lord, we just want to surrender everything to you. And truly, Lord, match the scripture. That, Father, we would truly give our bodies as that living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto you. Oh God, it's such a reasonable thing to give it to you, Lord. The Father, we would die out to the flesh and ideas and feelings, the central, carnal central realm. And Lord Jesus, let you have your way in our lives once and for all completely. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we just wait on you to speak to our hearts through the Word of God this day. May we be hungry today, and may there be something in our hearts, such a longing to be conformed to the image of you, Lord. Oh God, that you could truly live through a people. We thank you now for this blessing you've given us this day to be here, and Lord, to be able to gather around the Word of God. And we just ask for revelation now. Oh God, above everything in this life, give us the revelation of the Word of God. And again, Father, we'll make sure you get all the glory and honor. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again. Start me on that, please. Savior, oh Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, alone is thou art calling. So sweet, isn't he?
Amen.
Such a blessing. Let us turn our Bibles, if you want to turn with me this morning, to Acts, the second chapter. Amen. I don't think be a big long message during this morning. I actually didn't think there'd be this many here today. I kind of feel bad because I think some of you stayed around because we had a service. But if you want to go away on a weekend like that, there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. But let's just read our little scripture this morning and speak on something the Lord's laid on my heart for this morning. Acts 2, begin the first verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. I want you to have your attention drawn to something here as the Holy Ghost began to move into this Amen. Early church. And as we've read here, the scripture tells us there was suddenly a
sound from heaven. Came in as a mighty rushing wind and come through the people and on the people. And thinking about this, I was just kind of meditating about it, you know. And as oftentimes I do many times, reading the scripture and reading God's word and just exactly what's going on at the time and what's being fulfilled. And that's the kind of way I was thinking about this. I was thinking, now here is a place where the people was just not too long before this. And even as they were gathered in the upper room and praying and waiting as the Lord Jesus commanded them to do, and they was obedient. And they went to the upper room and began to pray and seek God and for this promise that the Lord Jesus said he'd give them. And here they was just days before this and just short times before this. Here they had experienced the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and know that they'd hung him on a cross. This one that just a few days before was teaching them and they'd seen these mighty signs and wonders and miracles and was beginning to see this was the Messiah that was to come that the scripture spoke of. And they was watching all this going on, and then they seen him crucified, and then he came to them before he ascended and told them about going to Jerusalem until they'd be endued with power up on high. And they had all these things, no doubt, going through their minds and pondering and on their hearts of all that they'd been seeing and all that had taken place these last few moments of time. And then, being obedient to the Lord, they decided, well, we'll go up to the upper room and begin to do as Jesus commanded us to do. We'll pray and we'll seek God and watch what he does and see him fulfill what he promised us. But you've got to remember the people was in a condition that, my, their hearts was, I'm sure, so despondent. And they was probably confused some because of seeing all the things that had taken, the last events that they'd seen and been through. And been through recently of the death of the Lord Jesus and all that. So I'm sure there was a lot of things they was thinking about. Yet in their heart, there was something burning on the inside to see God keep his promise again. They seen Jesus keep his promises. I was on earth. And they thought, surely he would keep his promise again. If he told us to go to Jerusalem until we do be endued with power on high, then surely this would happen. Surely this would take place. But again, these people were a people that had just been cowards. They were in fear, even for their own life, because of being hunted as if they were animals. Be hunted down and to be thrown into jail or to be killed. For the know that if they had been found out, they were followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were still seeking his assistance and his power and his glory. We find that in people thinking like that, and now this time had come finally, that they were moving into this dimension of the power of the Holy Ghost coming down in their lives. Amen. And that's what the scripture is speaking of here. That's why it says here, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now think of that. It plainly says here, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they not only seen now when the Lord Jesus was here, on earth with them, doing things that was beyond what a human being could do. They knew it had to be a great, tremendous power of God somewhere that would do the things that was done. People raised from the dead, blinded eyes open, the deaf ears opened up. Things beyond what man could do. And then to see this Holy Ghost come down on them as it did, as we'd say on the day of Pentecost. And oh my, how they then, their thinking began to change. Amen. The way they used to think, they didn't think no more. It's one of the things we mentioned, they was thinking as in a way of being a coward and living in fear and in a position, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I'm not sure of that. And what's going to happen? Well, now, when the Holy Ghost came, now they begin to realize something was going to happen. And things begin to happen. Things of reality. Things that, again, they begin to see take place in their lives that they knew it wasn't a human being could do in themselves. But it had to be this power which they felt, this mighty wind that rushed through, and the Holy Ghost that came down upon them and filled them. It took that empty, uncertain hearts, hearts of confusion, hearts of question, the hearts who didn't know what to do. And it all began to change. It changed to a place to where they knew what God wanted. They went out. Of course, the scripture speaks of them. The many that seen what going on, the passerbyers thought they were drunk. But the scripture says it was only the third hour of the day. So why would they be drunk? This must be something different going on. But these men and women that came down out of this upper room, as I said, their lives was different, the way they thought, the way they handled things, the way situations in life would come upon them before they once feared of being hauled into jail. But now that fear was gone. And the apostles spoke the word of God with boldness, the scripture says. Amen. Where before they was afraid. They ran, as I said, as cowards in fear, not being sure. But again, the thing to notice is how much different things was handled in life. Their circumstances in life, their trials and tests in life was handled differently after this Holy Ghost came down upon them and filled them and changed that empty heart of confusion and uncertainty and different things that was going on in their mind of what they was thinking. It had all been changed. I want you to think about that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
You see? If he changed the way people thought then, and began, you could see and read the scripture and see how they handled things altogether different then, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Remember, it changed their way of thinking. Keep that in mind. It changed the way of what their desires used to be. You see? Their desires had become altogether different now. It wasn't a thing of trying to force them now to follow the ways of Christ. It was now within inside of them and a part of their life and their very being that their desire was to do everything and anything possibly, the least whim of whatever the Lord Jesus wanted. It was their greatest command. Because of the way everything was changed around their life.
Amen.
And again, as I said, it's the way it changes today. It isn't different. It changes today. And sometimes we wonder why still so many people have so many different ways of thinking of things as they approach the things in life and the trials and the tests and the worldlyism that has faced them, of how they accept it. And how they will handle it as they are faced with it. Or how they, when it's presented to them, to have availability to it, to be a partaker of it. You wonder why so many today still have that desire to accept the availability of what the world has to offer. Instead of being truly, as Apostle Paul put it, pilgrims and strangers, journeying this land. And also, as the scripture puts it, I am in this world, but I'm not of it. And just what does all this mean? We can all sit here today and I could ask you to repeat of me, after me, that I am in this world, but I am not of it. But do we really have the importance of it and the reality in our hearts and our lives when it comes to everything in this life, you see? If you want to, turn to Acts, the fourth chapter with me. And let's begin to read here. Acts 4, 32. Again, it's just a little something. I'm hoping it'll help somebody here today. Amen. Encourage you and strengthen you and cause us to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Amen. Acts 4, 32, beginning. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Now remember, I just read to you, now this is after they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So now the Holy Ghost was available to make their decisions. It was available that it changed the desires of men and women's hearts. It changed the way they thought, how to think about things, and as things in life approached them, maybe as decisions came up to make. Now they were filled with this Holy Ghost to take control of the decisions they would make and how to handle things in life. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. So they knew whatever they had in life, it wasn't theirs to begin with. No, it's what God permitted them to have. Now before, they wouldn't have thought that way. Now they thought in a way they didn't own anything. For what they did have, it wasn't theirs anyway.
Amen.
You see? Which is so much different still the way people today are supposed to be Holy Ghost filled think. They think what they got in life is theirs. Don't touch it. It's mine. You see? But it's not yours. It's just borrowed.
Amen.
Now you're here in this life. But they had all things common. So we notice when this Holy Ghost came, they had all things common. This group of Holy Ghost-filled people thought the same way. But today in a congregation of people, you got people thinking all directions. Well, it's like the lightning flashing one direction, then it flashes this, it hits this, and it hits that. And just all kinds of directions in most congregations today. They didn't have all things common. One may desire still to watch ball games. One still desires to be doing whatever the Lord wants to do. One desires to be a part of the world and being involved in the things the world does. And the other one's on his knees praying and consecrating his life and reading the scripture, studying the word of God. You know, it's just all over the board. Because that's the way the last days had to be.
Amen.
It had to be. Three kinds of believers in every congregation. See? And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all.
Amen.
Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses, sold them. And brought the prices of the things that were sold. Now keep in mind, as they sold these houses and land, they were giving the church the full amount. Okay? Now don't get thinking in your mind, Brother Steve's wanting you to sell your property. Don't be that foolish. No. I just want the Holy Ghost to show you something in the scripture.
Amen.
Okay? And laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. So you can see that they wanted to make sure everybody had their needs provided, right?
Amen.
That was why they were selling their lands and possessions, houses, to make sure all that were been filled with the Holy Ghost had their needs met. Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Amen.
Again, you can see the person's or the people's attitudes and desires then. Do you see it?
Amen.
Lands, homes didn't mean nothing when it come to fulfilling
Amen.
God's word.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
All right. Now, is a Holy Ghost filled people today supposed to be different? They'll be the same way. Exactly. Because it's the same Holy Ghost. Those things are not the important things in life. Yeah. But now he's going to begin to show us somebody that it was more important to them. But yet they wanted to be like the rest of the believers. Are you listening? There was somebody that come along in their midst that just didn't have that same type of thinking. You know, that's a big difference in thinking when you talk to somebody that can sell everything they got to help their brother and give it all away. Then somebody comes along and wants to be like the one that give everything to help the brother, but he wants to be one that helps too, but it just means a little more to him, and they don't want to get rid of all of it. Oh, how that is in so many people's lives today. They want to live for the Lord, but they don't want to give it all. But you'll notice those filled with the Holy Ghost had no problem. Those that wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost had problems. Yeah, they had problems. It was altogether the way the thinking was. As I said, it's the same way it can be among a congregation of people today. You have some people that think of the word this way, and they would never do anything like that because they, by the Holy Ghost, know it was displeasing to the Lord. But on the other hand, this one over here, well, they'd never think a second thought about it as long as they're considered as a believer and reading what the prophet said before in the past and reading the Bible, maybe sing and come to church and pay tithes. Well, they would never even consider like this one over here would be. Of course, as Ananias and Sapphira, you could see the little telltale sign come up in their life to show that it didn't mean everything to them. Wherein the genuine born-again believer, it showed up 100%. It was everything to them.
Amen.
Kind of like it is with the life of Jesus Christ, of how each one thinks about it and feels about it. Are you listening?
Amen.
Okay. Let's go on. Having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife. A lot of times it's that way. It's kind of like a conjunction between husband and wife. You know, most of the time when the wife's into something, the husband's into it too. Yeah. And the husband can't see it, and neither can the wife see it. Just kind of a union together, you know. Same it is with was with Ananias and Sapphira here. Being married to each other and living with each other and knowing each other's lives. I'm not sure who would have mentioned this first. But if I were to just put two and two together as it would be still in this day, I'd be pretty safe to say it was Sapphira's idea first. But Ananias and Sapphira had this idea, this thinking going on. You know, I want to be a part of the church too, and I want to give. I know our brothers and sisters are some in need and how we should give. But you know, this other brother here, Joseph, he gave everything. There ought to be plenty. There ought to be plenty. And you know, we ought to make sure that just in case things don't go just right, we still got friends. We still got a little money. Let's make sure we still got some friends. Things don't go right. If you only knew what the Holy Ghost knows.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people think God's dead. That He's not a real being. That He doesn't really know everything. He hasn't changed. He knows just as much as He did when He walked the shores of Galilee.
Amen.
And knew the people's hearts. Just the same as He did when He was living in that prophet, Brother Branham. And He could see right down in the people's hearts what was going on. He knew. And people today think the gifts are gone. Gifts of discernment and different things is gone. They think, oh, that doesn't happen no more. It's not available. Then you mean to tell me God isn't available? God is available.
Amen.
And He's alive.
Amen.
He is. Let's listen. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back a part of the price. His wife also being privy to it. So they tried to deceive Peter and the other apostles and the brothers and sisters. They tried to deceive them to make them think that they sold everything, or that's it, what they sold. They gave all of what they got out of it to the church. Just think where their thinking was at. Let's go to the root. What was they thinking in their mind to even think this? Well, we find out here in a minute who put it there.
Amen.
Satan.
Right.
And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now you got to remember, let me remind you again, how much different their thinking was than those that was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
A lot of difference, wasn't there?
Amen.
Yeah. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart? Do you know the same Satan today is filling people's hearts? Think they're giving enough life to the Lord? They're surrendering themselves enough to the Lord. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I believe everything that prophet says. But there's something about their thinking that's different. And you see little signs along the road that their thinking is different. And oftentimes when they hear something of what a Holy Ghost-filled person does or says, they think, oh, honey, do you think it really is like that? Do you think maybe it's a little bit of fanaticism involved? Do you really think maybe possibility that maybe he is quite right? What do you think? Well, now that you mentioned it, babe, you know, I've been thinking the same thing. But I didn't say anything to you. But I don't see a thing wrong with what I'm doing. You know, if Brother Steve or if the pastor would have thought something bad about it, he probably would have said something to me about it. So if he ain't saying nothing to me about it, it must be all right. What the Holy Ghost does.
Amen.
It's what the Holy Ghost is leading to. Not what Brother Steve says about it. See? Well, I'll wear this, and if he don't say nothing about it, it must be okay. Go on. But you think a lot different than somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll do this over here, but as long as maybe it didn't get preached on, it must be all right. Peter said unto Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? I just want to bring something to your attention here. If, as I say oftentimes, if it's the Holy Ghost presenting word, circumstances that the Holy Ghost alone knows, across this pulpit, and then to try to get around it. Who are you lying to? Are you lying to me? You're lying to the Holy Ghost. I said, if it's the Holy Ghost. I have some reason to believe it is.
Amen.
Yeah. Because if it lines up with the Word, I know it's the Holy Ghost. The Spirit and Word is one.
Amen.
But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Mm-hmm. You got to remember, I renew your mind again, you got to kind of think of how this unfilled man and woman's thinking and how a Holy Ghost filled man is thinking.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a lot of difference. A lot of difference. Why do you think these women today wear what they wear? We've spoken a lot of times, blue jeans, skirts, pockets, and zippers, and everything. Why do you think they wear that? And someone filled with the Holy Ghost would never even think about, even come close to thinking of wearing such thing, knowing what the Word says. But yet, like Ananias and Sapphira, they think they're going far enough. They think everything's okay. And the Holy Ghost has already spoke. Come back when the prophet was here. Come back in the scripture even.
Amen.
What God desired. But yet they think they've given their whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Who's filled their heart with these things? Satan. Well, brother, they just need taught. No, friends, it's already been taught.
Amen.
It's there. Clear back in the Old Testament. It's already taught, friends. It's already there, present. He's the same today as he was yesterday and shall be forever.
Amen.
You see? Was it remain? Was it not thine own? Was it remained? Was it not thine own after it was sold? Was it not in thine own power? Look, after God gives us the word, even not having the Holy Ghost, the word says, don't do this. Was it not in thine own power to not do it or not do it?
Amen.
Or do it? You knew what it was. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God. So you've lied to. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the the young men rose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after. Imagine about that time, probably it was like Brother Bram said, probably Sapphira was probably wondering, where's Ananias at? What's going on? He should have been home by now. It surely doesn't take this long to take care of this thing that he was going to do. So I'll go and find out what's going on. He should have been home. I about got supper ready, and he isn't home to eat. I'll go find out what's going on. It's about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her. As soon as Peter seen her, the Holy Ghost revealed to him. He was able to discern what had happened in her heart also. It was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. Now, can you imagine what was going through her mind? I'll handle this. Did Ananias tell him? Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit? Behold the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Can you imagine what was going through her mind then for just a few seconds before she dropped? I really messed up. And you know what? When she messed up at that point with what the Holy Ghost did, it was too late.
Amen.
There was no return. Do you hear? There was no return. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead. And carry her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church.
Amen.
And upon as many as heard these things. Great fear. These people realized then. They'd found out. They knew then. They wouldn't hide anything from God.
That's right. Amen. No doubt.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Care what it is. It'll not be hidden. Another day will come too to be shouted on the housetops. Yeah. But the thing of it is, today it's not hidden. People has a way of thinking it's hidden. Feeling it's hidden by some kind of emotion, by some kind of a carnal thought, but it's not hidden. Brother Bram says here, does God change his mind? April 27, 1965. Paragraph 129, we're missing power that we ought to have. Where the big machine ought to be a running up. Great signs and wonders. Well, this building ought to be sitting so full of the power of God.
Amen.
Till a sinner couldn't stay in here. The Holy Spirit condemning it right quickly like presence of fire. And we're missing something, he says. And I think when our church got on this great organization, let me back up. Now that's what happened. They went to look for him. He was talking at a time right before this about the Lord Jesus at 12 years old, teaching the preachers at that time. They went to look for him amongst their kinfolks, and they didn't find him amongst their kinfolks. Where's Jesus at, you know? He should have been right here beside of us. So where did they find him? Right back where they left him. And I think when our church got on this great organizational spree that we had, one had to outdo the other and had to have bigger churches and bigger class of people, better dressed people, better singers, stand up. But I like good old singing. I like real good old-fashioned Pentecostal singing. But I can't stand that put-on stuff. It just simply don't go with me. Kind of same way it did with Ananias and Sapphira and those filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. It just didn't go with them Holy Ghost-filled try to deceive Peter. But it sure went with Ananias and Sapphira to be that way. To think that way, that their thinking was in a channel that this is okay. This is all right. But that Holy Ghost filled it, that's not right. You didn't lie to men. You lied. Your thinking is different from ours that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Your thinking is carnal. But I can't stand that put-on stuff. It just simply don't go with me. It don't go with me either. I must have the same Holy Ghost. But some here does. It goes with them. They like that put-on stuff. They like that hepped up stuff, hepped up music. They call religious. They like it. Banging, beating, hipped up. They like it. They like to see flesh. But the Holy Ghost filled ones don't like it. They hate it. This way a lot of different things are. They wouldn't sometimes wear the things some people wear. They ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, they'd wear it. And they'd like to see how far they can go with it. Yeah. And hold their breath till they're blue in the face just to be heard. Just to be heard. It ain't about worshiping the Lord, it's just to be heard. I believe in singing from your heart in the Spirit. Like I heard here a while ago, he says. I like good old-fashioned shouting. I like what I heard here this morning.
Amen.
Yeah, I did. I knew it was pleasing the Lord. That's why if those songs were being sung, I sit back there with tears running down my cheeks. Yeah. I like that good old praise and worship to the Lord. I'd rather not listen to any of it because I know they're making a mockery out of it. I like good old-fashioned shouting. But I think shouting can go on just even if the music's gone or not. Yeah, me too. No reason why there can't be a shout even though the music ain't gone. The Spirit of God upon the people, and it brings down the blessings and the power of God. I believe man can testify and sing and praise God at their work and wherever they are. Hallelujah. But now we're missing something. Where we find Him, right? Where we left him is where we'll find him. That's oftentimes what we do. Well, we left him, that's where we'll find him if we'll go back and get him. You see? In closing, I got a lot to bring you. Maybe I'll close there. Maybe I did say enough today. I think you know what the Holy Ghost wants. Amen. Saints, we're living in a real day and a real hour.
Amen.
Though there may be a lot of fake around, as I mentioned there a few weeks ago, there may be a lot of fake around. But there is a real, real around too.
Amen.
If it could be said that way. Kind of sounds like an uneducated way to say it, but I don't know how other way to say it. There is a real, real around.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, help me be one of the real.
Amen.
As we said there a while back. A genuine.
Amen.
But I hope you won't be surprised if God does something.
Amen.
Someday. Don't be surprised. It's what must be.
Amen.
It would be a shame, though, to be as it was in the early church. But certain things had to happen to cause fear to come on the rest.
Amen.
It would be a shame. The gospel we have today and the light of the hour in which we live. It'd be a terrible thing to have that happen to bring fear upon our hearts. That we don't get by with anything. Nothing. That nothing is hidden. Nothing is covered up. There's only one thing it'll cover, friends, and annihilate. And what it annihilates is sin. And that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Being present in your heart and in your life. Applied. Living it. Every day.
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Why don't you, sisters, come on up the instruments, please. Amen. Pray God will bless you today. And those that have stayed around, like I say, I apologize if having service kept you from going away. But it's a good thing, I guess, you know, if you desire, if we have service to be here, but I didn't mean to do it without intentions. So, amen. Maybe you can get away and leave for a weekend now after you leave service. May you take God with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
That everything you say and speak and look at, it'll be Jesus Christ always before you.
Amen.
That you sin not against him. Amen. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen at all.
Can we sing page 15?
In the big book?
In the chapter.
Page 15.
Yeah, 15.
Amen. My Jesus, I love thee. Is that the one?
No.
Oh, it's in the other book. Okay, I'm sorry. Amen. Page 15. Amen. Who am I? Who am I? Who are you? That a king would bleed and die for. When I think of how he came so far from glory, Brother Timothy, come on up. Came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I. Such disgrace on the ground, he took my place.
precious Heavenly Father, we've come to the close of another service. And Lord, your precious word has went forth. And Lord, may we weigh each word and let it sink deep into our hearts. For Lord, we're truly living in the last few moments of time and the last closing out of this world's going to be done. And Lord, we can truly see that that city where the Lamb is the light, Lord, is coming into view.
Amen.
And Lord, we want to make sure that we're ready to step out of this robe, Lord, and to pick up our new one. And Lord, there's nothing going to change just other than the robe of flesh that we're wearing. Lord, who we are here is what we're going to be there. And Lord, help us to be here what you want us to be, Lord. Lord, that's why the word has come. Lord, it's given us a chance. Lord, the judgment begins at the house of God. And Lord, your precious word comes and it shows us exactly where we're standing as individuals before you.
Amen.
And Lord, it gives each one of us an opportunity to reach out and to climb those higher rungs and higher heights in you. And Lord, when we truly think of the little song we just sang, Who Am I? That you would take the time, Lord, to do that for. Of all the people, Lord, that walk up and down the face of this earth, Lord, you come and take the time to come and speak to my heart, Lord. Someone else's heart that's standing here this morning, Lord, you spoke to their heart in a special way. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. And we just want you to have your way, Lord, and to continue to let us yield and to be those living vessels that you would have in this age. And Lord, bless those that couldn't come today. Strengthen them, encourage them. Lord, just give them rest for their bodies and bring them back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for everything that's said and done. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sing that little chorus, I Love Him, before we go.
Amen.
Ah.